You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Sacred Souls, for being here, bringing your incredible vibration, aligning with the frequency of this beautiful wisdom orb that you have helped to create. You have brought us together for transformation, for transmutation, for transcendence, for accelerating our ascension. We're here together, activating points of light, weaving the web of light, each and every one of us contributing our energy, contributing our light, holding more and more light. So let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the beautiful ascended masters and the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Those spoken and unspoken, seen and unseen, known and unknown, all to support us today so that we may hear the message that our higher selves wants us to hear. Every single one of us, myself included, we're all here for a reason today. The message is going to be special. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Some of you know her very well. Others might not have heard her before, but here she is. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, a medium, and multisensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately, and many of you are actually going to experience her lightning-fast and laser-focused readings, so we'll talk about that in just a moment. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So a lot of today's show, as you can intuit, is going to be about intuition and connecting with your higher self and activating the light codes of the heart for awakening to your higher self. So welcome, Crystal. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, beloved Ian, and hello, and thank you, everyone, for having me in the orb. As you were speaking and as the music was going, I imagined the Woda orb and moving into it. And when I moved inside, there's a beautiful kind of washing of light and energy and chills over my body, and I could feel the vibrational waves. So it's such a pleasure for me to be back in this beautiful orb. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. It's going to be wonderful. So everyone, Crystal is going to be talking about awakening to your higher self, again, activating the light codes. And of course, she's going to be doing her intuitive reading. So, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful service that is going to be performed today. In fact, there's a couple of you who will actually receive a mini intuitive reading. So a mini intuitive assessment, rather. So it's going to be a little bit more comprehensive than just a reading. So a couple of you will actually receive that. So star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll be guided who to choose for that. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar boxes. And then, of course, apart from that, Crystal is going to be doing live light body readings. So find out how you specifically channel and flow energy. So how you specifically channel and flow energy. So you can ask any question regarding your light body and readings and intuition. So beautiful, beautiful. Well, let me get started, Crystal. You know, we talk about awakening to our higher selves. So most people on the call are going to know that there's a lower self and there's a higher self. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that initially. But before I do that, for the benefit of those who maybe haven't had the pleasure of working with you in person or following you, tell us a little bit about your own gifts. I know you have very, very, special gifts, because I've experienced them personally, and of course everyone knows that Crystal is my beloved as well, and I've been, you know, with Crystal for many years, and I'm always thrilled to hear the story of how your personal gifts opened up, and then, you know, when those gifts opened up, you really, really embodied them. So share with us a little bit about how that process was for you. What happened when you received your gifts? I think people would be quite interested.
Yes. Well, it was very surprising for me as well. I was a student of hypnotherapy, behaviorism, practicing in Southern California. And being down there in Southern California, I was attending the Agape Spiritual Center, and I was invited to actually take part with Ricky Byers-Beckwith and Dr. Beckwith and start to support this new launch of this amazing program that was going on. And so I had signed up to volunteer to be the co-producer of this event. And that was kind of, you know, lingering in the field. So just keep that in mind, everyone, as I share this story. But here I am, a student of hypnotherapy, behaviorism, and I was getting my degree in metaphysics, and I met this healer. And this healer was telling me that I was a clairvoyant. Now, I had gone to her to help me overcome my fear of public speaking. Obviously, that happened, right? I'm here. But she told me, she said, oh, you're a clairvoyant. And at that point, I had no idea what that meant. And so I was very curious. And she said, yes, you have this ability to see into people's energy fields and see who they are. And I thought she was crazy. I mean, I literally was so left-brained at that time. Even though here I was studying behavior, I was coming at it from a very scientific point of view and perspective. Well, pretty soon, you know, as I was going in and I would spend many hours with her a month, I was getting so frustrated. How come I couldn't hear my higher self? How come I wasn't able to speak with my guides? What was going on with me? And I asked her, you know, should I go to a school to learn about intuition? And she said, no, 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 don't you do that. It's meant for you to open in your natural and organic way. And so I said, well, fine, but I'm telling my higher self right now, and I'm telling the divine, that they better hurry up, you know, because I'm on a mission. I want to be able to become my higher self, and I want to be able to channel. And so she said, well, your higher self is telling me that you're going to have a shift. You're going to have an awakening. You're going to have a shift. Well, of course, I left her, and I thought, well, what does that mean, that I'm going to have a shift? Well, now we come back to the evening when I was putting on this show. If anyone knows Agape Spiritual Center, it's huge. And we were putting on this major event, and they had this festival in the evening. And so here I was walking through the festival, and this one woman that had a booth, she walked up to me and she said, oh, you're volunteering, aren't you? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, it looks like you could use a little support. Let me do a healing on you. So she started doing this weird thing, whacking my back up and down, pulling my pinkies. And then she said, you know, your higher self is telling me that you can look into my third eye and you have a message for me. I said, what? I did a double take. And, you know, here we are in this loud festival, thousands of people. And I said, no, 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 no. I don't know how to do any of that. She goes, yes, yes, you do. So she did the healing on me, and then here it was my turn. She goes, okay, now tell me what my higher self has to say. And I said, I don't know. I don't know how to do this. But I, you know, when I do Reiki and I put my hands over people's chakras, I get images. And she goes, well, just do that. So here I was. It's nighttime. My eyes are closed. I'm standing in front of this festival in the middle of all these people. My hands are over her third eye. And suddenly I hear this cracking sound. And I hear her higher self come through and start talking to me. And simultaneously, I'm seeing doves flying around her head, and I hear, you're going to create a program for the community that's going to bring about peace for many people. So here I'm hearing this, I'm seeing the doves, I'm not believing it. So I open my eyes, and when I open my eyes, Ian, I'm still seeing the doves flying around her head.
Okay.
And so that was my opening, where I actually had my clairvoyance and my clairaudience, and all the clairs finally were opened at one time. And that's how I became a multi-sensory intuitive. That's how I began doing this work. And the cool thing was that she goes, you know, you're 100% accurate. She said, I've created a community project. It's a healing project where we gather healers and we bring them into a yoga studio, and people from the community can pay $25 or whatever it was at that time, and they can actually work with healers. And that was my first real job as a healer, and that's how I connected with the celebrities and started doing all the healing work for the celebrities, because it was actually in a celebrity's home that had a yoga studio. And so that's how I started doing this work and working with the celebrities in California. That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've started the online academy for intuitive arts, the Academy for the Soul. And you work with people to really help them really open up their intuitive gifts. And so I think there's a difference. I want to ask you in a little bit about opening up the intuitive gifts and then also developing them. So I think there's a subtlety there, you know. But I want to talk about first about the higher self. So, you know, in the beginning we mentioned the lower self and the higher self. So, you know, I think most of us understand that we often walk around listening to our lower selves, and then, you know, we get hit, so to speak, you know, in quotation marks, from our higher self to maybe do something. So, you know, maybe with your words, Crystal, share with us, you know, the interaction between the higher self and the lower self and what it truly means to, you know, awaken to your higher self.
I'll start first with awakening to higher self. We all are assigned these beautiful divine beings that are light beings, and each one of those light beings serves to support higher self actually descending. It's actually, it's the descension of the cosmic soul essence as consciousness into our body container. And so it's a state of being, I guess we could say, so connected with the universe as the energy flows down, and specifically I'll be sharing about that access point, but that you really believe yourself to be the one creator. You're receiving a life force that drives you and moves you into action to live out your divine right purpose. And there's a patterning to that. There's actually a blueprint that we have. And so you're tuned into that intuitive greatness through the intuitive gate. And so we must realize and really believe that we're worthy, one with the divine, and that we're simply here to flow the energy of consciousness through our container to fulfill on our divine mission. And divine mission isn't just one thing. Of course, it includes the everyday interactions, you know, where you're really promoted by your higher self to make an impression, if you will, into that moment, to impress upon the environment, or really to activate a person's field through being a transmission. And we do that by allowing the gates to open to such a degree that our voice creates impressions into the ethers and has an impact. So it's a whole process of ascension that takes us deeper into our container being the actual vessel and the descension, rather than trying to go up and out to reach some place outside of us, but to actually come down in and allow ourselves to be the channel of the creative life force energy. So the question really is, what does the divine want to create through us?
Right. Yeah, I'm just getting into a place to let those words and the vibrations sit. What does the divine want to create through us? So I think that crystal implies a certain degree of connection that we need to have, and often we try to stay connected, and at times we are very connected and we feel it in our whole being, but at other times we're not so connected, and there's frustration that we feel, maybe the frustration at being disconnected, maybe there's confusion around being disconnected, and sometimes we just don't feel connected to the divine or our higher selves for that matter, so we are not able to hear whatever is coming through. Can you speak to why we sometimes, you know, feel this way, how we end up, you know, with mm-hmm. this state of disconnection despite a desire to be connected?
Sure. You know, it's not that anyone is ever disconnected, really, right? It's the
right.
perception
yeah.
that you hold mm-hmm. about whether you're connected or not. And being in the mind immediately takes you out. Also, how you hold your awareness inside your body container, that's very important. Your being is always adapting to what's coming at it. And so reaction to the environment, right? Reaction to what people say, reaction to the energies that are coming in. But you are an imprint of your soul. And if you think about having the actual design, that dynamic design, and having that imprint of your soul as the light body, you have a soul signature, you have a vibrational expression that is behind that light body. You have an essence that is a vibrational frequency tone. Many times when someone shows up as their higher self, I'll actually hear energy chimes. I'll hear that vibration. What's important is how you flow your energy, and flowing your energy in a proper way is really a prerequisite to living your soul vibration. To, again, as you've heard me say many times, being animated by the divine. Now, what's happening is, as we begin to have all of these cosmic and planetary conjunctions in the opening now, because the veil is so very, very thin, there's days when you might feel as though you're dragging the weight of the world behind you. And maybe you are in this form of vibrational density. You know, there's a layer of accumulation, unprocessed emotional content that continually impedes the light. It impedes that luminosity and it impacts your performance, right? There's an effect on your infinite spirit. But we're all alive. You're alive at this time to be supported in accessing this hidden dimension of your humanity. And in that way, you're going to be able to support yourself in embodying this authentic transparency. It's like a state in which the universe and all of creation makes itself available to you. So it is a systematic process to illuminate your being. And through that illumination, we were talking about the light codes, your truth comes through. Truth is light, and light is information. And when you flow light, you flow information. And when you flow light through your form in a specific way, and you are aware of the specificity of the vibration of that light truth, you flow your information and your truth, and it literally illuminates, and it has an impact as ripples of energy into the world. Now, keep that in mind, because if you are fractured, think about what happens when light tries to move through something that is fractured. What happens to the light?
Well, if that's a question, then I wasn't sure if it was
if
a
retort. If the light's coming through, but the vessel is fractured, the light's going to take many different avenues,
right.
and the beams are literally going to be refracted in multiple directions, not
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not going to flow nicely. It's not going to have this kind of glowing luminosity, is it? It's
no.
going to be sharper. It's going to be pointed. It's going to be hitting people. If you have ever tried to shine your light and speak your truth, but it comes across very sharp, and instead of hitting the person in a loving way where they're receptive, they actually are very triggered because it comes through as sharp. You see, we have aspects of us, and we've fractured off in these aspects. But these are not the truth of who we are. These are personas, you see? And so we're disconnected from the divine. We're disconnected. We're in separation consciousness. And when we're in that separation consciousness, we're not functioning as higher self. We're not embodying higher self because our container is cracked. And so when the light tries to come in, the light tries to channel in, but we are in the mindset that is keeping the personas going. So it's like animating a puppet within your aura. And so if you've ever been in an argument with someone where they've triggered you and suddenly some part of you came to the forefront and got in an argument with someone or tried to defend yourself or, you know, postured in a certain way and you kind of were even taken aback of your own behavior, you're like, who just said that? Like, who just acted that way?
Yeah.
That's a persona.
Yeah. Was that me? Right.
Did I just say that? Did that just come out of my mouth? Who said that? Because it wasn't you as your higher self. So Ian, one of the things, you know, when you're asking me, you know, about that disconnection, it's the perception based on the personas that we really don't resonate as a whole being. And we're not channeling that wisdom and that grace light and that light of truth through a container that is whole and complete. It's fractured. So there's a little bit of work that we have to do, right? And we have to understand certain things about ourselves and how we can come back into a state of wholeness, how we can heal the container, how we can, you know, access the energy and pay attention to how we flow.
Right. So you speak about these personas, and one thing that you've spoken about as well that you just mentioned is understanding a little bit about ourselves and knowing some of the things about ourselves that are preventing us from being able to channel our higher selves. So when you speak about personas, are these some of the things that are preventing us from being able to fully embody and channel our higher selves? Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm. It's almost like they're in the way, but we don't want to reject any part of ourselves, right? Because if we reject a part of ourselves, then guess what? That's going to be reflected in our reality. And then other people will reject us as well. We don't want that. What we do want is we want to embrace that energy. There's a specific way of doing that. You know, that's my training. That's what I do in Academy for the Soul. But we can observe. We can become the witness observer to that. There is a way of really embracing that energy, transmuting the energy, transforming it, giving it a new assignment, because the personas are functioning from the consciousness that arrives in the old limiting blueprint that we have rather than the soul's blueprint. Right? So the subconscious mind, the knowns that are there, the patterns, wherever those come from, past lives, parallel lives, ancestral, even our cosmic ancestry, and we hold that. And so the personas are animating and bringing to life those patterns. So once we get those observed and we become such a good witness observer and we can love them up and shift them and come into a greater level of wholeness, we then need to move to the next level, and that's really allowing ourselves to understand the specifics of our unique constitution. See, what I found, I was actually asked by a telesummit host many years ago, I think it was at least, 10 years ago or more, to tell me, you know, she said, tell me, and I want you to create a program to tell me, how do we intuit? How do we intuit? Well, again, I told you guys I've got a little bit of that scientific mind. So, of course, there I go, you know, looking in and peering in and paying attention. Because, again, remember, even my healer way back then, she said, I don't want you letting someone else tell you how to do this. You need to find it out for yourself. So guess what? I became an expert in helping people discover how to intuit for themselves. How do you intuit, Ian? Because you intuit differently than I intuit. We can't have a cookie cutter intuition program. I need to look and see what is your energetic constitution. And that's why we have the intuitive assessment, right? Because I need to know, how do you do it? And so, of course, it's easy to say, I want you to understand and pay attention to how you intuit. But I can guarantee you, and this is what people say when they come into Awaken to Your Higher Self, when they come into the place where the next step is the embodiment of the consciousness, oh, wow, I didn't know I need to pay attention. It's so subtle. Well, it's very subtle. But guess what? I'm a light being. I live and breathe subtlety. I'm very good. I'm very accurate because I've trained myself in the subtleties. Some people are meant to be in those subtleties to that degree, right? They're more light fluttering beings. Other people are more grounded. They're more earthy, right? And they express themselves in a deeper way. And so there's a personality, if you will, like an intuitive personality that each person has. Okay. So you have a specific way of flowing energy, and I can map that for you. And that's what the intuitive assessment's all about. Would you want me to do a mini reading on you, or do you want me to share a little bit about the intuitive assessment?
I would like you to, so not on me. We're going to do a mini reading on someone on the phone when you call in. So star 2 to raise your hand. This will be a mini intuitive assessment. It's a little different from the readings that Crystal's going to be doing, because it's going to be a little more comprehensive. And obviously, because of the time, you know, we can only pick a few, or a couple, excuse me. I want to say in integrity. But before we do that, you mentioned flowing energy, and everyone, you've just spoken about how everyone has a unique energetic constitution, and that there's no one-size-fits-all/cookie-cutter regarding energy. So we all flow energy in a different way. So what does it really mean to flow energy?
Well, I think what I should do before I go into that is let me give you a context.
Okay.
Because as I'm sharing a little bit about the intuitive assessment and the components that make that up, that make up an intuitive personality, right? You're going to be able to understand a little more about what I mean by flow. And then I'll share the next level of what it means to flow that has to do with the light codes. How does that sound?
Absolutely.
Okay. So one of the things that's important is understanding your energy flow. And we look at a few things. We look at the primary point of perception. So there's two points of perception that people will naturally use to access information from. And one is masculine and the other is feminine, okay? And so I want you to think of this almost as an internal point of view, right? It's like a GPS. And the masculine is more about digging deep, researching, extending yourself outwardly to get the information and bring it back. Right? Whereas the feminine way allows energy to come to them. That person would receive the energy, receive the information. It's actually about receiving it and then restating it, right? So they would keep themselves more inwardly focused and say center at the heart, where the masculine would be more kind of intrusive or penetrating, right? To get or gather. Okay? So that's one of the ways that we look at. We also look at your preferred sensory system. So when we look at your preferred sensory system, this is your clairs. This is how your soul has chosen its preferred way to sense energy and flow it through your container, your body container, your aura, your chakras, for accessing more of that information, that truth, that light of truth. So we're looking at your clairaudience, right? Your ability to hear. We're looking at your clairsentience, your ability to feel, your ability to know things, your clairgnostic ability, and your ability to see, or your clairvoyance, right? Now, when I do this intuitive assessment, I'm not only telling you or observing the mapping of how many clairs you use, but I'm actually sharing with you in what order. In what order? No one's ever really thought about that, right? It's like, oh, I want to be clairvoyant. But what if your clairgnostic is getting in the way? What if what you think you know is actually getting in the way of what you're seeing and you're not paying any attention? Because when your clairgnostic kicks in, maybe it's being aggressive, like the masculine, right? And it just wants to be like, I know this, right? You get that intuitive hit and you run with it. But what about all the puzzle pieces that need to come in with your clairvoyance to contribute to what you know? Do you see? So it's really vital that each person understands the flow. Now, we also, something else that is really important is the two ways of flowing energy. Now, I want you guys, everyone, I want you to think about this in symbolic ways. So this is a symbolic way of how you interact with the world. And this is in two primary intuitive meridians. And these are like columns. And there's verticals and horizontals. Okay? So in other words, you could have an intuitive personality that is more vertical or primarily vertical. Or you might be primarily horizontal, or you might have both. Okay? So I'm just going to give you a little bit about this. The verticals are so fascinating in that what they're doing is they are actually drawing energy and downloading information, light, and energy. And then they send that out as a transmission. So they're working indirectly with the world, okay? But the cool thing about them is they're highly attuned in their levels of awareness. They have a high vibrational frequency. They're highly sensitive usually to dense energies. And they have this beam from their crown chakra, right? And then it moves all the way through. And we have to look at your vertical column to see how advanced you are. And the vertical column, as we look at it, can tell us where there's blockages as well to you actually being an open channel, okay? Now, the horizontals, we actually adore the horizontals, especially if you're a vertical. You love the horizontals. Why? Because they're the ones that take your information and value it so much that they help get it out to the world, right? They're the ones that are working on this global shift, and they bring it out. They bring it onto a platform like I'm doing right now, right? So, Ian, you actually are helping me. You are a horizontal in this moment, and I'm the vertical. I'm bringing all this information, and you have helped me get it global on this platform, Wisdom of the Ancients. Do you see? So verticals need horizontals. And what we have found is beautiful artistic beings. I had a client that was this amazing artist, okay? And he was not having any luck selling his artwork. Well, guess what? He was a vertical. He wasn't a horizontal. So he wasn't meant to be taking it out and trying to get it into, you know, any places that would be selling it, right? Like, he couldn't have that conversation. He couldn't really represent himself to get it into a gallery. Okay, but when he aligned, because I read him and I'm like, well, you're a vertical. You've got to find a horizontal. As soon as he found the horizontal to pair up with, now all of a sudden he's selling his paintings for $40,000 each. So do you see how it's important? There's a lot of healers on this call. There's a lot of energetic channels on this call. They don't have a horizontal. They're like, thank you, Crystal. That's what I was wondering. What's going on here? You know, like, I'm getting my downloads. What do I do with them? Your horizontal helps you. Okay. So that's very meaningful. Also, we have to look at your special gifts and how you flow, who you're connecting with, what are your mediumship gifts, where is your mediumship gate? How do you even know where to put your attention in your internal energetic structure to be able to connect through the celestial body and access these higher level beings to channel? You need to know where your gate is, right? You need to know what elementals you work with, what elements you work best with, the angels that you work best with. Where's your angelic gate in your energetic system? Where's, if you're an animal communicator and you're not 100% accurate, well, maybe it's because you don't know how you connect with the animal. Are you connecting from the heart? Are you supposed to connect telepathically through the third eye? Are you supposed to connect through the throat chakra? Where's your animal communication gate? So this is what we're talking about today, Ian, is that we're looking at the way someone flows energy, and we're being so specific. And it's really beautiful when we can bring someone into a place where they start to know this, because as soon as you know this information, now you start to align with that occurring so that your energetic structure and your body-mind communication are on the same page. They're having the same conversation. There's not a disconnect, if you will. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. So I just wanted you to tie this in. We're going to go to the phones very, very quickly, everyone, or very soon, rather. But I just wanted you to tie this in again one more time, Crystal. Everything mm-hmm. that you are speaking about, this allows us to be better able to more effectively align with our higher selves.
Not only align, but to bring down the consciousness of soul's essence into the body container, to embody higher self, soul self consciousness, and then to translate the consciousness into real world actions or real world gifts, right? Real world offerings. Okay, so it's a really deep understanding of self that builds up love and trust and confidence in being able to be a vessel of light.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ah, wonderful. All right, everyone. Well, let's do this. Let's see how this works. So we're going to go to the phones first. And I'm just going to be guided here, so just give me a second here to really be guided as to who is most going to benefit from this right now on the phone. And that's going to be someone in Yakima, Washington, no name, but it looks like a cell phone number, and it's 3158, and you are live with Crystal. So come on and let us know what your name is.
Hello, my name is Priya.
Hi, Priya. Welcome.
I'm so pleased.
Oh my gosh, have you ever had an intuitive assessment before?
I worked with you many years ago, yes. Mm. Not on the phone, mm-hmm. but I had a session with you.
But not an intuitive assessment.
Excuse me. Yes, that's correct. No. I have not had an intuitive assessment.
Yeah, because it sounded, Priya, sounded very familiar. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So,
welcome.
Would you like a mini intuitive assessment, or would you like me to read your light body?
Whatever my higher self feels is most appropriate.
I think we should do a mini intuitive assessment. I think we should do that. That scans high. Are you ready? So I'm going to tune in with your higher self, and I'm going to go layer deep. Do I have your permission for that, Priya?
Oh, please, yes. I'm excited.
Okay, so let's go ahead, Priya, just connecting in with higher self. I'm seeing your higher self right now. She's a brilliant white And then she has a lot of golden sunlight energy behind her. She actually is coming through, and it looks like she has this beautiful floral kind of halo above her in these kind of like small little daisies that she's wearing. She also holds a peace sign. So you are really here to bring and anchor new levels of peace and understanding. Okay. Now, when we look at your primary point of perception, we're looking at more of the feminine energy. You're driven by that feminine energy. You're meant to receive. And you're primarily a vertical column, vertical channel. And what you're doing is you're bringing in this kind of vibrational peace energy, anchoring it in. And it's very important for you if you ever go to any of the hot spots around the world. Higher self is saying, be sure to do some kind of ritual. You are very much connected into ritualistic types of energy, and that's been your lineage. When we look at your preferred sensory system and we look at your clairs, you're primarily clairsentient and then you're clairaudient. So you are going to feel, and then you need to ask, what does this feeling mean to me? And when you get a feeling for yourself, what does this feeling mean to me? Then you're going to listen. Okay. Now, if you're feeling for someone else, what does this feeling mean for them? And then you're going to listen and you're going to get that clarity, and it's going to come through your right ear chakra. Okay. Now, one of the important things, because you're primarily clairsentient, first, that means you're a high level empath. Okay. And what we're looking at for you is, when you're a high level empath, one of the things that are very important for you is that you need to get permission before you communicate what you're getting for someone or what you're feeling for someone. Okay. Because again, if you share it without that permission, they're going to turn against you. Okay. And then they're going to hurt you, like energetically, they're going to try to shut you down, and it's going to feel like it's a big, you know, like slap in the face, okay? Even though you were just trying to help or just trying to bring peace to the situation. One of the things that's really important for you as well is that you also connect with the angels, and your angelic gate is out the back throat chakra, okay? And you primarily work with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel. Those are your archangels.
Okay. Wow. I'm just rushing with energy all through my body, from the top down to my toes.
Yeah, it does something, doesn't it? Yes,
yes,
it does.
Thank you.
Yes.
It all resonates.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Priya.
Well,
thank
I hope
you.
I get
Bless
to do
Bless
a full,
both.
Complete one on you. Yes, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you, for all that you are.
Oh, you too. Sweet love. Thank you, thank you. Blessings. Beautiful. Yeah, we will be sharing how you can get your own intuitive assessment. And of course, you know, that was a mini 5-minute version. You'll find out how you can get your own intuitive assessment. Well, I don't want to go anywhere else but here. So I would love to continue with some readings. They won't be assessments, but certainly light body readings, or readings around blockages. So if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in there. Crystal can tell you how you specifically channel and flow energy, or light body reading. So let's go to the web first. And I want to give the web folks a bit of a turn. And let's see. Okay, so this is Jenna from Montreal. And Jenna writes in, hello, beautiful souls. I'm curious how I flow energy.
You're a vertical and horizontal. Now, in looking at your vertical column, it's coming down all the way to the heart, and then it starts to cut in. So again, we're looking at a blockage between the heart and the power center. And we see that there's a lack of communication there. It's almost as if your heart is saying yes, and your power center is saying, wait, but wait, but wait. Almost like your intuition would be too much, or it would create too much of a change. So when we look at this pattern, we're looking at this third chakra pattern. This is a past life pattern. It's only 4 past lives ago. The emotional energy that's the blockage there is actually based on hesitation and fear of coming forward. So we see a little bit of fear. We see that hesitation. It's a fear of the unknown. It's a fear of what's going to happen to me if I do fully embrace myself and come out. So you're going to want to do some timeline work and go back and heal that on the timeline and also heal it in your power center.
Mm. Thank you. Chuck from Morrison. Chuck writes in, what do I need to do to clear blocks to using my intuitive abilities?
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at is some misdirected energy for you. And one of the things that's coming around is in the throat chakra. It's almost like somehow you feel like you're going to get it wrong. And in getting it wrong, people are going to twist your words and then they're going to misinterpret that. Okay, so it's strange, right? It's like, oh, I'm somehow afraid that I'm going to misinterpret and get it wrong. And then when I speak that, I'm also afraid that they're going to misinterpret it and turn it back against me, right? And so let's see when that was created. That was created actually after birth, and that's at 4 years old. So when you were 4 years old, something happened. Someone must have said that you said something that you didn't. And you got in trouble for it. And I see you getting reprimanded. And that caused you to be insecure about really speaking truth because someone could say something and then all of a sudden you're in the hot seat. You're getting in trouble. Okay? So it left you feeling powerless. So you need to clear powerlessness and victimization.
Okay,
thank you.
Out of
the throat chakra and out of that timeline. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Micah from Philpott in Kentucky. Hi, Crystal. Could you please share what my light body reading is showing, please? So a light body reading from Micah.
Absolutely. So I like to look at the degree of the flow of light into the light body. And what I'm seeing for you is the whole front side of the light body is built out. It's illuminated. But when we start to go back to the back part of you from the shoulders down, it's still not illuminated. And what we've got to see is some deeper shame there. And that shame is coming through your father's genealogical line about, let's see, scan, five generations ago on father's side. So that's what you're going to want to clear to let more of that light in, clear that shame.
Okay, thank you. This is Pippa from Bristol in the United Kingdom. Hi, Crystal and Ian. Would love a mini reading and how I can open up my gifts and start my life purpose. Pippa.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go ahead here, taking a look and just doing a little mini intuitive assessment here. All right. So taking a look at how your energy flows. So you've got masculine and feminine, okay? What I'm seeing is your masculine showing up, but he's unsure of himself. He's nervous. Like he's nervous to fully embrace purpose work and to really shine the intuitive intelligence that you have, okay? And one of the things is that because he's not giving credit as he should to your feminine, okay? So I see him. He stands up. He sits down. He's, you know, moving his hands around. He's nervous. So we've got to work on your masculine there, okay? Now, let me take a look at your preferred sensory system. So you actually are clairaudient and clairgnostic. So you're clairaudience. That means you can speak to people's higher selves. You can also speak to your own higher self consciousness and to other beings. So it's always a conversation. It's going to be a back and forth. It's going to sound like your own voice, but a little bit lighter when it's coming through as a light being, okay? Now, in looking at your clairgnostic ability, you're the type of person that actually is going to need to allow time. You might get a hit of energy, but waves of energy are going to come in. And as every wave of knowing comes, what's happening is you're going to inquire deeper and deeper and deeper. Your clairgnostic ability is very sharp, so you get things very quickly and you move very quickly in your life. What we have to do is just slow that down a little bit so that your clairgnostic is willing to hear the whole story before you make the decision or take the action, okay? So think, let waves of information come before I make a decision. Your energy flow is vertical and horizontal. Your horizontal column is about 3 feet in front of you and about 2.5 feet behind. It's very round, so it's like you like to be engaged. What's happening now, though, is that you're wanting to go more vertical. You're at a cycle in your life. We'll talk about cycles later, but you're at a cycle where the horizontal wants to be put on hold just for a little bit so that the vertical, your channeling ability, can actually be up-leveled. So we want to work on that, okay?
Okay, thank you. Let's do another web question. Penny from London. And Penny says, thank you for choosing my question. What is stopping me? How should I proceed? What should I do to take up my abilities? I believe I'm a healer who is a multisensory, but despite all my efforts, I'm immobilized. What do you see as my intuitive gifts, and what is my next step in developing them?
Yeah, I immediately saw the breakdown between the vertical and horizontal communication, right? So what's happening is you're bringing information through. Of course, we need to work on the specifics of that, as you heard me talk about, in what order, because that makes a big difference as far as your interpretation. If you're not interpreting accurately, do you really think your higher self's going to let you give that information out and give it away? No. So your accuracy level right now with your intuition is about 89%. We want to bring that up. We've got to get it up in that 95 to 100%. The horizontal is in waiting mode. There's like a big question mark. How do I get this information out there, right? So how do I? So the masculine side of you at the horizontal point, which is your power center, is where the blockage is, okay? So we've got to clear that persona. You've got a persona that keeps saying, I don't know how to get it out there. So we've got to kind of just, you know, rewind a bit, get a little more specific with the order of your clairs. That's going to bring up your level of accuracy. Then we got to clear that persona, and that will help build out the horizontal so that you can actually give it to the world.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Well, let's take one phone question before we get back to our chat. And then after that, everyone, there'll be some more Q&A opportunities a little bit later on. So keep your hands up. Here we go. This is going to be Chagrin Falls in Ohio. Chagrin Falls, and someone on the web calling in on their computer. A bit of distortion there, so we might have to make this quick. Hello? Anyone home? Hello? Whew. Did you hear that, everyone? Did you hear that? Oh, okay. That was just, let's try Twin Cities, Minnesota, and 4347 are the last four digits of your phone number, and you're live.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for a reading from Crystal for years now. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
And I would love to have a mini assessment or whatever you think is most appropriate.
Yeah, okay. And where are you calling from?
I live in California.
Okay. All right, let me tune in, okay? Just give me permission. I'm going to connect in. I've got to go a little bit deeper now. So
okay,
here we go.
Good.
Understanding your energy flow. So your higher self is looking bright purple. There's fuchsia, purples, pinks. I mean, just like a big energy, okay? Your part of your higher self is saying, tell her to expand. We've got to get her out there. Your purpose work is meant to be global. It's meant to be big. You're going to be on platforms. This is something where the energy comes through, and sometimes it comes through very fast for you, okay? So it's no wonder that sometimes it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, there's so much coming through, and it's so fast. We've got to really allow you to gain control over it, okay? So your primary point of perception that we're looking at is masculine and feminine. Your feminine is really saying, look, it's my time, masculine. Get it together, right? And he's kind of like, what do I do, you know? And so I see her, and I see her level of intensity, because your heart is very big and you're very passionate, right? And so there's a level of intensity and passion. It scares your masculine. He's afraid. But I want you to repair your relationship with your masculine and feminine, okay? So you've got to bring him up so that he can be of service to your feminine, right? She's the one channeling the information, and he needs to know. She just needs him to build things for her, right? And if he's willing to do that, she will actually show him how and what, okay? Now, taking a look at your preferred sensory system, this is your clairs. This is how you flow energy. So your preferred sensory system is actually across the board. This is very unusual. When you have it across the board, that's what we call an extra sensory intuitive, okay? So what that means is each one is very close to the other, and some of them are holding hands, if you will. So let me just tell you your first two that are here. So you're clairsentient and clairvoyant. Think about those two holding hands. When you feel something, you're going to immediately get an image, okay? And then when you tune into the image, it's going to redirect you back to your feelings. And you're going to do that a few times until you actually let in your clairaudience to describe what you truly need to hone in on, okay? So that's how you're going to work with that. Now, looking at your energy flow, you're primarily horizontal, but you do have vertical. What this means is that at certain times in certain cycles, you're going to have information come to you, and in that same cycle, you need to dish it out. You've got to give it away. You've got to write it down, or you've got to create a program about that and get it out. Once you let it go, then you're going to get more information, okay? You won't get more information unless you create something and give birth to it and let it go. So right now, we're looking at both of those really harmonizing, okay? Now, taking a look at your angelic communication, you're working with Archangel Uriel primarily and the messenger angels, okay? So what this means is you're on a great mission for communication in this lifetime. So it's really about your words and how you put things together so that other can read your words, hear your words, and translate the words so that they get what they need, okay?
Wow.
Oh.
Yes,
so
I know.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Do you have any advice for next steps for me as far as, just next steps working with you or anything else? I'm really dedicated to this work right now, and I'm really just not sure what my next step is.
Well, look, take the Awaken to Your Higher Self. Get the full intuitive assessment, because the beauty of that is I haven't done this in a long time, where I'm doing everything live, and I'm with you for many, many calls live where I'm going to be in there doing energy labs, tweaking your energy, okay? So my suggestion is that's really the most efficient way to work with me personally right now. And so I would definitely say do this, and then I can do a full assessment on you. And in the calls that we're together on the group calls, we can actually start to move and shift and tweak the energy.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Brittany, okay, much love. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a little while. We'll get back to the phones. We'll talk about that in just a little while. And for many, Awaken that we're going to be talking about, Awaken to Your Higher Self, really is the beginning of the path that people take as they progress through the academy. And Crystal can talk about that as well, the multiple levels, but it's I'll have you talk about that in just a little while, how important it is as a foundational step, but it's way more than foundational. So I don't want you to think that it's just foundational. It's really a blossoming and an opening and developing of your gifts that you have and bringing them to the forefront so that you can embody those gifts. So there's a lot more to it that I'll have Crystal talk about. But we did say we're going to talk about a couple of things. So we'll get back to the phones in a while, everyone. So keep your hands up. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about. You mentioned cycles. I want to talk about cycles. But before that, One of the things that we shared with everyone when we told them about the show was that there's a special portal that's known to the ancients, right? That special portal that we can all access. And you mentioned an access point earlier on in the show, and I didn't follow up with that, but you did mention that. And you said that you can access this, and it takes you through the cosmic gateway. Now, you might have spoken a little bit about this today or alluded to it, but I want you to kind of revisit the subject of that portal that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of Huna work and working with the Hawaiian kahunas, and one of the things that they taught me was the special access point. And that secret of how to actually access the fullness and the allness, what I mean is being absolutely receptive to the higher level consciousness. And that would mean being able to discern the directives of your higher self, your soul self consciousness, right? We have to get you into the place where that information comes through you, right? Comes into the container. And what we see is that we actually, we're kind of like, we have this combination lock, right? And awakening to your higher self is like having this combination lock. It's like a series of unique numbers, right? And, but it's actually a series of these little light codes. And when those are combined and executed with the flow of light in a specific sequence, it opens you. You're being unlocked by the universe. And it allows you to experience this beautiful awakening. And so these light codes are like little keys that unlock the sacred interior passageways. These are like the intuitive gateways. Specifically, when you access this certain cosmic energy point in the heart, what happens is that wisdom of the ancients comes in, connecting with the wisdom of the future. And so you're accessing the vibrational energy from the sacred innermost point of the heart. And again, there's a specific way to access this, but arriving there, with the flow coming in, there's a reunion. You're in this divine triad, which will then illuminate the light body for ascension. So it is you with Divine Mother and Divine Father. And this is so special. It's such a special place, Ian, because from that sacred innermost place, the inner sanctum, of the sacred heart. That's the place of the allness. That's the place of the oneness. That's the place of the nothingness, right? So the oneness, allness, nothingness, the nothingness from which all creation originates. It's where the infinite intelligence bubbles up, pulsates, vibrates. And it's also where we can connect and communicate with other beings and come into the deeper knowingness. And the greatest example that I have of this that I've heard is, you know, back in 1988 when there was the harmonic convergence, right? And there was a huge gathering of all of these beautiful people that represented different cultures. And this was they all came together, but what I thought was so fascinating is that there was a tribe, a shaman from this tribe in Peru that arrived there. And then we had other tribes from other places around the world that have flown in that arrived there. The places where these tribes came from, or the shamans that represented the tribes, there was no phone. There was no way of telling them where to come. But because they were tuned in to the inner sanctum, they got the message through the ethereal passageways, if you will, or the communication lines. And they showed up at the event. They knew where and when to meet for the harmonic convergence celebration, the ritual. So this is a cosmic portal that is within us. And in Awaken to Your Higher Self, I'm going to guide you and lead you to that inner sanctum. That sacred sanctuary holds an opening. We're going to find it within you, and we're going to take you through and to that place where you will arrive and be in that divine reunion, that divine triad.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, the thing about the work that we do is that there is no future, there is no past, it's all the convergence of the time-space continuum. And when you speak those words and the frequencies align, you've almost taken us, you've begun the journey to take us there,
right?
Already. I know
exactly.
That I can feel it. Oh, it's so beautiful. I can only imagine being on that call with you, taking us to that beautiful inner sanctum. So I'm going to do this. I'd love for you to share with people because, this is a beautiful thing that you're sharing right now. So I'd love for you to share with people all about your program, the Awaken to Your Higher Self program. And also around, again, the private intuitive assessment. Of course, people have heard a tiny snippet on what happens, but a little bit more explanation what actually happens in slightly greater detail around the private intuitive assessment. And then also the Awaken to Your Higher Self program. That is your offer for the wisdom community. But Crystal, just before you begin, let me direct everyone to follow along visually. If you'd like to follow along visually, then click on the orange special offer button underneath Crystal's photograph, and you'll be taken to the webpage. And if you need to type that in and you don't have the webinar page, then type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Crystal, which is C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, like Christ with an E-L on the end. So wotashow.com/crystal and the number 9 right at the end of that. So that's all lowercase. And, Crystal goes through this in a beautiful detail. So I just wanted to remind everyone that stay on the line because there are going to be more readings for you on the phone as well as the web. Once we're done with this. So, Crystal, please tell us about this beautiful Awaken to Your Higher Self program that you are presenting to the wisdom community today.
It's so much more than a program. This is a journey. Mm-hmm. And, we've been saying that I've been doing this for many years, and this is what I really recognize, is that this is us coming together, the divine. And all of our high-level beings are working with us. Our Wise One team are saying, come on, let's gather them. And we're going on a journey. That's what this really is. And so as you go on this journey, it's a journey to know how to connect with higher self, how to live from the inner sanctum of the heart, when to be in that space, reside in there, resonating with the power of the three soul centers. And, of course, getting to the specifics of how you flow energy, because those of you that have had that mini intuitive assessment or felt the energy come through me, it is a rush. It is a wave of truth that flows through and it activates at deep levels. But this is also about you refining your intuitive abilities to transmute energies that are in the way. And to hold a very powerful, a very confident stance, free of low-level energy, free of that confusion around your gift, to set you free from the doubt and the fear, right? We have to get you into that place of deep levels of trusting. And that comes from a level of understanding. So we'll look into how to use your intuitive discernment to lead you to a greater place of unity consciousness and then on to eternity consciousness, because your being is eternal and you'll be ever transformed. I mean, you will not be able to go back. So you being forever transformed, and that being that is you, that is creating, that's generating, that's flowing, it's from that viewpoint. And it's quite an honor for me to be able to witness your journey, because that leads you into the celebration of divine purpose, divine love. So with this, we are going to go on a journey. And the first part of that is awaken to your higher self. And we commune in the empowerment session. We're going to gain wisdom. We're going to gain clarity. And I want to share with you that this is a time for us to be together. We're going to have 3 weeks where we gather together. And during each week, you're going to have an empowerment session. And in the empowerment session, you're going to be taken down a pathway where you're going to be learning information, and then you're going to do a process, and then learning more information and doing another process, and learning more information and doing another process. There's going to be at least 3 processes in each one of the empowerment sessions. And then the other call during that week is going to be intuitive reading time, okay? We are going to gain clarity from your higher self and from everyone's higher self. You're going to be able to ask me a specific question so that I can do an intuitive reading for you. Then after we do this awaken to your higher self, and again, there's a lot in that program, I'm really moving you through out of density to light, working on the personas, checking to see what cycle you're in. I'm really starting to understand the 3 soul centers that bring the light force energy through the central channel, and then really moving into that heart power and getting you into that inner sanctum of the heart and starting to open you up. So we do that full program, awaken to your higher self, and then we begin another. We start to move into what we're calling energy labs. And with the energy labs, this is where we go in to learn and experiment and explore. And we get trained in the intuitive modalities, really like learning how to do the practices and the exercises, how to be intuitive. Okay? So we are conditioning. And we are training your energetic structure to be intuitive and to receive in specific ways the light energy, light as truth. Now, I want to share something, because in the energy lab, this is what I was sharing before. We're going to be together 3 live energy labs. I'm going to take you through a process, and then you're going to do it. And then I'm going to get you on the phone or get you on the web, and I'm going to check how well did your body receive it and how well did your energetic structure shift and conform to what you requested of it to bring that light in. And so as I scan you, I'll know, were you able to do it at 85%, 90%? What do we need to shift to make it 100%? And we're going to work with your energy right then and there, okay? And we're going to shift you. So that requires you to take action, right? If you want to be there with me, if you really want to open your gift, if you really want to be able to open the inner passageways and the inner gateways to channel the light or channel messages from high-level beings or be able to embody a deeper level of soul self, you got to take action. So that's what we're requesting you to do today. I want you to be there with me. I want you to have greater sensory acuity. I want your energetic centers to work directly with your higher self and with the energy and information of your light body so that your communication is clear. Your capacities as a creator get sparked to a higher level being. So we're working with a deeper level energetic structures, And in this way, you're going to tune in for that clarity, that specificity, that certainty that you've been wanting to have with your intuition and a deep knowing in your body. Wow, this is happening. It's real. Okay? And so bringing that in. Now, also, I've got some foundational programs that you can see that go along with this, as well as bonuses. Right? So I want you to take a look at that because it's really important. It's talking about your energetic system so that you and I are on the same page to begin with. It's talking about the emotional security system. How do you handle the emotions? Understanding your emotions. What does each emotion mean? So there's foundational information. And in each of those programs, there's videos for you. Right? Everything that I'm offering you today has videos. It has PDFs that go along with that. So it's like I'm going to be right there with you in your living room or wherever you are, and I'm going to be talking to you, and I'm going to be sharing information that's the deeper structural foundational information that I want you to have even before you come to the calls. Okay? So you'll do that, and then you have an option. You have an option to have your intuitive assessment with me, okay? And your intuitive assessment, as you heard me go through some of the context of that, and what I'm looking for so that we can map you, but also I'm going to be looking at your awareness. How does your awareness sit inside your body? Is it up and out? Is it to the left? Is it to the right? Are you beside yourself when you're supposed to be in the center? Are you reaching too high and moving your energy up and out of your body to connect with the beings or to connect with God or connect up there because it's better or it's prettier or it's, you know, softer or it's more peaceful? I need you inside your body. So I've got to see how you anchor and hold in your awareness. Or maybe you don't know how to do it yet. Also, I need to see your grounded awareness. So in your intuitive assessment, I'm also going to be looking at your grounded awareness. That means I'm going to be looking at your aura. I need to check your aura. I need to see how it's sitting around your body. Maybe it's not even all the way around your body. Maybe because of trauma, you've pulled your aura up. Maybe you've actually tried to squeeze your aura in. I need to see if your body inside your aura is from to one side or maybe to the other side. Maybe you've scattered your energy. I need to check on these things, right? Because again, remember, if you're not available, if you're not home, when the divine is trying to deliver the messages which come in a package, if no one's home, it's not going to land. Okay? So I have to have your awareness at home. I have to have it paying attention. I have to have it available. So this is what it's about. I need to look in and to see that and really to expose. Is there misdirected energy? Where is the main blockage to your intuition? I also need to check if there's any entity energies. Are there any chronic thought forms and patterns and paradigms from your ancestors? Are there any karmic tags? I've got to check to see because we've got to clear it. In the program, we're going to be doing clearing work, right? So you can take that information and you can work using the processes in the program. I'm not going to leave you high and dry and just tell you what the blockages are without giving you the information and way to clear it, okay? So you'll have all of that. And you're going to arrive at a place where you really are allowing yourself to be excited. You're excited by your higher self moving the intuition through your being. It's kind of like being able to have the initiation, right? You're initiated into this next level of awakening. And this is about the embodiment so you can flourish. Your intuition can be more accurate. You can flourish. You can trust yourself. And then you feel confident offering that up to others. If you're a healer, that means that you're actually able to know that you're a healer and to trust and to go, wow, how do I specifically heal? What is the way that my intuition wants to come through me, that the healing energy wants to flow through me? Okay? And we all are these different archetypes. Some of us are healers. Some of us are channels. Some of us are advocates. Some of us are caretakers. Some of us are shamans. Some of us are way showers. It doesn't matter. You still need to know how specifically you flow and start to work to allow that flow to come through in a beautiful, loving, consistent way. And that's what you're going to get. The veils of illusion will come down. You will be able to see that truth. And my great intention is for that light of truth to come through and then for you to become a living, breathing vibration of truth. That's what I want for you. And that's my request and just asking you to join us today to be on this journey with all of us.
Wow, powerful stuff, Crystal. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is always so touching to hear you speak about your, I'm going to say your programs, you know, your programs, your journeys, your contributions, because you have taken so much time and energy and put so much care into creating these beautiful programs for people, because you yourself have so much love and care and compassion for everyone on their journey. And I've heard you over the years many, many times, and every time I hear you, it's just so evident how much you care about everyone's soul and everyone's journey and how they can hold more light and develop and evolve and really become the greatest version of themselves and really connect with their higher selves and transcend all that is holding them back. So thank you so much for your contributions and really your energy and your love that you put into your programs and the way you nestle and nurture all your babies, everyone who goes along the journey with you. So thank you so much for this lovely, lovely offer.
It's my pleasure. It's my greater purpose. You know, that's what I've been put here on this earth to do. And I wish that I had that for myself. You know, my healer was, she was, go learn on your own, you know. And so I think that helped to really form me to be able to observe at such deep levels of how energy flows through someone and to actually utilize my background in behaviorism and metaphysics to then guide and lead out of patterns and to remove blockages. So it really is a holistic approach and going at it. And you have to know that once I had that great shift, once I saw the doves, you know, that day, and I actually could see people's higher selves, their highest potential. And one of my greatest blessings that I have from the divine is that I can not only see where someone is at now, but the path that leads to that embodiment becoming the highest potential without judgment. It's simply a matter of, okay, here's the next step. Here's what we do. And to be able to now bring that consciousness as cosmic light energy and to connect a person to that so that they become a radiant, brilliant lighthouse. This is really about becoming a source of light and growing your radiance so that you can be of service. And that's going to change the consciousness, not just on this planet, throughout all of the universes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here for, right?
Exactly. Raising, expanding consciousness, unifying with Source.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Let's do this. I do have a question for you before we go back to the phones. And we've mentioned cycles a couple of times, and we haven't really got into the depth of that. So just maybe quickly, so that people can understand a little bit better about the cycles and how they contribute or relate to someone's progression along the ascension timeline. Can you just share a little bit around how the cycle someone might be in makes a difference to their ascension?
Mm-hmm. So we have to really start to expand our consciousness into looking into cycles of initiation. When we are on the evolutionary path and are very observant, right? We know that we're on a path of expansion. We have to move to new levels of consciousness, but there's three stages of initiation. And so within an initiation cycle, we have a stage of dormancy. Then we go to the stage of growth. Then we go to the stage of acceptance and embodiment. Okay. Now, if you imagine as we begin to open to this wave of light, by working with and aligning with light, the wisdom energy creates the potential for our evolution through bringing energy waves. And when we're receptive, it moves us from one level of higher consciousness to another through the initiation cycle. And the way that I describe this is when you think about a tree, and the tree actually goes through the cycles in the different seasons of the year, right? So if you notice the tree in winter time, it's in a dormancy stage, right? It's in a dormancy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did it get to the dormancy stage? The leaves started falling off, right? So it's kind of scary, though, isn't it, to go into dormancy? And it's kind of scary to be in dormancy. Because when we're in dormancy, we're looking out and we're going, hey, they're over there blossoming. They've got yummy fruits on their tree. What about me? You know? And when we're in dormancy, we're like, I don't want to let go of my last little leaf. You know, this has made me beautiful. I don't want to let this go. But when we let it go and we let the things go that are keeping us in the same old state of being that we were in before, now we can grow. And all that was fallen away, all that fell away, is now breaking down and actually creating nutrients. And we grow from those things, right? We grow from our old relationships. We allow ourselves to now get the nutrients and bring them into our being. We say, ooh, I'm taking the lessons from that, and I'm growing, and I'm expanding. And we come out of dormancy. We come out of the fog, if you will. And now we can start to see. So we see how attached we might have been. And that level to which we can see, we can now again allow ourselves, ooh, thank goodness. Now I'm interested in something else. Now I'm curious in something else. Wow, let me come into a greater level of acceptance of who I am. Let me be in the embodiment stage. And then we go through the cycle again. So we are in an initiation cycle. And some of you are in that growth stage, and you're ready to be in acceptance of the light and be in the embodiment. And some of you are going, Crystal, I'm in dormancy. I'm in loss. I don't understand what's going on. I'm a powerful being. I know I am, but why is this happening to me? Why did I lose this and lose that? And I can see you. And within those stages, there's also phases. I can't go into all of that right now, but I just want you to know I can see where you're at. What cycle are you in? And what phase is your soul in? Where it really is truly wanting to establish this greater rhythm. Our cycles were in rhythm with the universe. And our higher self, our soul self knows. And it's always wanting to come in and to allow us to upgrade and move into the recognition of beingness and the value of who we are, the truth of who we be. And so we know and we get confirmation and we get validation. And we also, in through understanding this, we recognize, oh, maybe I have a little bit further to go before I try to launch myself into the world. Or maybe, oh, that's why that didn't take off, because I'm still in growth stage, right? So this brings more clarity, Ian. It brings a new level of understanding, and that's everything, because it helps us make decisions and choices. It helps us have patience with ourselves, and it helps us be in more levels of self-love.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, it definitely gives us a perspective of how we can better align and surrender at different times, right? So we're not mm-hmm. necessarily pushing, we're allowing that which wants to come through, surrendering to that which wants to come through. And it actually, if we're aware of our cycles, it really puts us in a beautiful state of listening, where we are less reactive to, you know, whatever's coming our way. You know, that witness observer that you spoke about earlier, when you spoke mm-hmm. about a bit of the package, the journey. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Let's go back to the phone. There's still so many people with hands raised. And of course, probably hundreds of questions. So beautiful to have everyone here on the show with us today. So let's go to Washington, Virginia on the phone, 9248. So there's no time for the actual mini intuitive readings, but of course, life body readings or intuitive readings, but not, sorry, there's no time for the assessments. We're done with those for the day. Sorry about that, of course. But we do have time for readings. So intuitive readings or life body readings. So Washington, Virginia, 9248, you are live.
Hello. Hi, Crystal.
Hi
there.
Hi, Kara.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Very well.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Very exciting. I like what you're talking about, Crystal. Very exciting. So whatever you feel is most important for me to hear would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me just take a look at your light body right now and see how it's built out and what that percentage of flow is. So tuning in directly to the light body, I see a lot of energy coming in. Crown chakra, third eye chakra. This is all lit up. Even throat chakra coming in around the front. Now what we're looking at is light body really playing out almost like a beautiful ball gown. I mean, I'm looking at this gown and it just reminds me of this beautiful extended ball gown. And then coming around to the back throat, this is where we have to go in. There's something going on there, okay? So let's take a look and see, why is that energy not flowing? It's actually in the ear chakras and the throat chakra, okay? And there's a blockage directly in the central channel where the ear chakras flow down to the throat, all right? And what we're looking at is that there is a deep genealogical pattern that I'm seeing, and it's a pattern of hurtfulness where it looks like the women, the feminine, has been hurt. The feminine has been suppressed, okay? And it's like a masculine mm-hmm. domination over the females in the line, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to do two things. I want you to do some timeline on your ancestral lineage. Do a massive clearing of any of that powerlessness, hopelessness. Think of your feminine in the shadow side where she is wounded and she's being bullied by the masculine and suppressed by the masculine. And she feels like she has to be a servant to him. And whatever he says goes, okay? So let me see, on your mom's side, we're looking at 56 generations ago, and father's side, we're looking at 31 generations ago. So do the timeline and then also do an integration on the persona of your feminine.
Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, Kara. Thanks for calling in, sweet soul. Much love to you. Okay,
thank
bye.
You, same to
Okay. Quickly back to the web, back and forth a little bit. We're going to go to Ellen in Forest Hills, New York. This is on the web, and Ellen writes in, "Hi, I'm very interested in getting a reading, so Crystal, whatever's coming through for Ellen."
Yeah, sure. So just connecting in now. All right. So what we're doing is looking at the light body, and they're talking about light body alignment. So the flow of energy that's coming into your light body right now is about 56%, only because there's a misalignment happening. And this is around the back of the head. So right at that point, right, we're going to be looking at the three soul centers in this journey that we're going to be on. And the higher mind center is misaligned. So I've got to go in because it's right at the base where it's in the brain, okay? And it's looking at right where the base of the head goes into the top of the neck, right? Right at that point. So this is a slavery pattern, and we're looking at 38 past lives ago. And what we're looking at is a feeling of losing oneself, losing one's identity, almost having to give up hope of being self-identified, numbing out and kind of dulling down, okay? So that's got to be shifted. The soul center needs to be shifted and realigned. And then we've got to bring more light into you, identifying as just self, right? Just like a human again, because that was blocking you with bringing in your higher self consciousness, okay? So you've got to do some timeline on the past life, and then also I want you to work specifically on the higher mind soul center, which we'll go over in the program, okay?
Okay, thank you. Just real quick, this is Vlad from Staten Island. Hi, Vlad. Thanks for writing in. He's just got a quick question, though. Would you recommend this package to someone who purchased your telepathic communication and mystic attunement package?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. This is really an important piece with that. And again, this is going to be a foundational piece to actually be in the access point of the cosmic gateway.
Okay, well, thank you. Eva from Fredensborg in Denmark. Thank you, Eva, for writing in. I would love to have you look at my energy flow. Thank you, Crystal.
So taking a look at the energy flow, what we're looking at is vertical and horizontal. The vertical column for you comes down around the crown, shuts off at the throat a bit, then comes back around. Now, we're looking at about 11 inches in diameter, but around the throat, it's only about 3 inches in diameter, okay? Then it comes over and it comes down, and it's almost like it's holding your arms to your side. Right? It's like you can't reach for your higher dreams. You aren't letting yourself come into a greater level of hopes, wishes, and dreams because you're bound. Okay, so let's check to see what's binding that vertical column. What's binding is a belief that people won't believe me. It's like this is kind of woo-woo. Yeah, this is out there. People won't believe me. And so do you believe yourself? We've got to get you really trusting and knowing and validating and confirming this is how you flow energy. Okay, now I can do something with it. But if you're just trying to like, ooh, I know I'm intuitive, but I don't know how I'm intuitive, that's scary, right? So we've got to have you being validated with your vertical, and then you can heal and grow and really feel confident and trusting in that. Okay, so we got to work on the throat chakra for you.
Well, thank you very much. Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, sweet Crystal, thank you so much for being here today. It's been an absolutely wonderful ride and journey and sharing with everyone around. activating light codes for awakening to our higher selves. I wanted to have you just share with us anything that has been coming through, maybe words for the group as a whole that you wanted to share with the Wisdom Tribe as we start to wind this down.
You know, as I stepped into that orb and I was feeling the beautiful vibrational frequency tones as this glorious wave pool. And then as I was speaking to people about what might be going through, like the cycles they might be going through, I could feel that there was this turbulence that started to come in. And I wanted to share and really invite everyone, as you align with your higher self, as you become the embodiment of it, you're no longer going to feel that turbulence. And I want to really bring this in, and I think I'll bring this into the program as well, because those waves are going to come. But I want you to know that as you establish yourself, as you become established in the truth of you, your energetic structure will take form to that. It's a level, a deep level of confidence. You will take on a new form and let your higher self guide you to new ways of being, to new heart's desires, and to literally be uplifted into that. Uplifted. And so I want to invite you through that cosmic gateway to access from the inner sanctum and to activate the light codes so that there's a joyfulness, there's a blissfulness of your path and of your journey, and that you can feel that you are floating in that oneness, that allness, that nothingness. That is the truth of you. You are a dynamic being, and we are here in this moment. We've been brought together to grow in harmony, to grow in that experience of the brilliance of all of our hearts beating together. And that's what I'm choosing right now. And that's what I hope you're choosing right now. Absolutely. Thank you, Ian, for bringing that through.
Yeah, so special. All right, beautiful, beautiful beings. So wonderful to have you here. I can just feel the incredible energy. This is where we play. This is where we grow. This is where we plant seeds. This is where we flower. This is where we flourish. This is where we shine. We are truly on this journey together, and we are all uplifting each other every single moment we come together. So thank you so much. Crystal, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your offer. Thank you for your love and your light sharing with the beautiful Wisdom Tribe. I'm in gratitude to you for being here. Thank you so much, sweet soul. Blessings to you. All right, Shining Lights, it's time for us to go. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank the Ancient Ones, Ascended Masters, those spoken and unspoken, those known and unknown who are here, supporting us, loving us, nurturing us, holding us, lifting us up, guiding us. Thank you, everyone. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.